93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. We started doing this last week, and now it's official. Facebook fighting is a thing.
Yeah.
We have our producer, Aaron, who peruses Facebook 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Aaron. And you're finding all kinds of infighting going on in Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Who would have ever guessed?
Crazy, man.
Yeah.
A lot of crazies out there.
So this time we have two main players. We have Daisy and Dave. But we have some side players. We have Linda, Jane, and Brenda. And they just have like one comment each. So we're going to need you, Aaron, to be those three ladies.
Okay.
You have a good female voice?
I have a lot of good
And I think you
voice.
Should change your voice for each one. We have Linda, Jane, and Brenda all go in a row.
Okay.
So then you'll just do those lines for
us. Yeah, for sure.
We are happy to tell you that we actually have got Daisy and Dave standing by on the phone, ready to take this to the next level.
Oh, boy.
But first, this is the fight that actually happened, and then we'll get to the callers here in a second. Are you ready? You're going to be Daisy, Krista.
Okay.
I'm going to be Dave. You're going to be Linda, Jane, and Brenda. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, here we go.
I know my girls feel me on this. If a man isn't man enough to stick with you through your chubby phase, then he's no man at all. It's not my fault you were raised as a selfish, shallow jerk. I could have hooked up with you or your coworker, Chris, and never did. Now that you and I are through, I think I'm gonna call him. He's super cute, and he probably won't even get winded after 5 minutes of lovemaking like you always did, loser. Ladies, if your man don't treat you right, dump his ass. Do my girls feel me? Especially my chubby girls.
I feel you, girl.
That was
great
Linda.
Post and true dat girl, chubby girls unite.
That was Jane.
Oh, you're not chubby, Daisy. I love you so much.
That was Brenda.
Right.
Here comes Dave. You shouldn't celebrate being overweight, bitch. That's how my mom died. You need to take care of your body. Don't end up like my mom. Don't end up dead. You've gained weight, Daisy, and maybe the person who called you overweight called you that because they care about you. I'm just saying.
I don't even know how to respond to that, Dave, so I'll just ignore it. I'm not celebrating being overweight, and your mom died 15 years ago. Let it go, dude, and get over it.
Let it go.
We are sick of hearing dead mom references all the time. We all have people who die in our life, not just you. P.S. Mind your own damn business.
You just responded to what I said. Good job knowing what ignore means. I'm just going to try to show you that you aren't automatically right all the time. Also, dead mom references, she's not a fucking TV show. She was my loving mother.
Fine. I won't talk about your mom anymore since you clearly are a little butthurt mama's boy. You are so shallow, Dave. Big girls can be sexy, too. I mean, I broke up with my boyfriend because he couldn't appreciate a full-figured woman like me in all her glory. I'm a fucking inspiration to other women, and I'm the embodiment of empowerment. Stop bullying me.
Daisy, you're not empowering others. You're putting others down. You aren't stopping any bullying. You are just trying to become the bully. Pat.
Whatever. You don't have to agree with me, but you also don't have to comment. So I'm blocking you, peckerhead.
All right, there you go. Here's the surprising part. We were able to get Daisy on the phone with us, and she's with us now. Good morning, Ooh. Daisy.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
We're good. We're good. So we saw...
Better than you.
Well, yeah, because you're going through some things, apparently. I wasn't sure. It looks like you broke up with your guy because he was not excited with your quote-unquote chubby face.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I mean, yeah, I'm chubby all the time, so I get it. It sounds like you were upset, and then you had some of your girls chime in, and they were feeling you.
Yeah, of course. And you know what? Hearing this again just riled me all up again.
Yeah, because this happened a couple of days ago. Now, tell me about Dave.
Well, Dave chimes in, like, as if, first of all, I needed his opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're not here to, like, agree and support with me, like, I'm angry right now. I don't need you coming up on my Facebook trying to tell me, you know, that I'm, like, wrong.
Yeah. And now telling Dave to get over his dead mom because it's been 15 years. Is there any, you think about that and, like, maybe I
shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
You know what? sometimes I say, like, I say things when I'm angry, you know, and if you're poking and prodding at me, you know, I might say something that you're not going to like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she brought
Hey, listen.
Oh, here we go.
Daisy, I do have to tell you that we got Dave, too, because we two sides to every story. So,
got to be fair here.
We wanted to be
fair. Yeah, I was going to stay a little while longer, just let her dig herself a little bit deeper, but why would you think you would want to celebrate being fat? Why is that a celebration thing?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. People don't want to be fat. Why is this a celebratory thing? Like, you're throwing a party and you got... I don't understand why... If you're fat, you're fat, but don't talk about how it's you and who you are and your personality. And if you don't, listen, I liked you before you got fat. I don't like you anymore.
Oh, my God. Girl, what are you going to say to that?
I mean,
she can't say anything. She wants to be skinny. She just has to celebrate fat because she can't change it. Right. I don't.
Oh, my God. You're killing me, dude.
Daisy?
I just think he's super shallow. I mean, like,
no,
obviously.
No, I'm shallow. You're the one talking about how my mom died. Listen, my mom died because she was overweight. It's important to keep her body in shape. You talking about my freaking mom? Like, she died, you know, 400 years ago or something? This is my mom. That's freaking rude.
Yeah.
I won't talk about it anymore.
You're clearly, like, really sensitive about it. And I hear
you're super shallow about women's bodies.
And I'm just saying that I'm an inspiration to women. Like, I'm in the embodiment of empowerment. And I
you are reading too many magazines. You're not an inspiration to any group of anybody. You're fat.
Oh, my God.
And then there's fat people. And the fat people are trying to get skinny. And the magazines are selling stuff to skinny people with fat people in them trying to change them back to skinny. You're just hoping you're just one of those people.
Oh my God.
You're reading something. It's not going to happen.
I just am like...
I know I've confused
clearly
you
your feelings
there,
are hurt
not
and you're not seeing...
Wow.
Like, have you looked at any of my pictures? Like, I'm... I mean... Now that I'm single, I'm gonna have to bat them off of me.
Yeah, well,
you're she was super hot, guys.
Yeah,
at one point.
Yeah, I'm sure she's still hot.
Listen, everyone goes up.
Thank you.
You got me, girl. Yeah. I got you.
No, she's just you know what? It's like she's mad because I can't appreciate that she's this full figured woman, but she wasn't. So why is she fat now? And why is she making such a big deal about it? She's actually bullying me, pushing her go fat people kind of parade type stuff on me. Like, I don't want to hear that.
Stop laughing.
You don't know my thyroid. You don't know what's going on in my life.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, I thought we could maybe get you guys on to see eye to eye just by talking, you know, talking about it. But
Civil.
It sounds like it's not going to happen that way.
Is she skinnier since last time I saw her?
Oh, my God.
No.
All right.
This
was a terrible idea. All right, Dave.
No, she doesn't like being bullied because she's usually the, you know, she's the one pushing on everybody else.
Yeah.
So,
like, because I'm fat.
Do you think women who are chubby are all ugly?
No, the ones that are chubby and like trying to push it on like they're okay with it.
Yeah.
Just like own it. If you're fat, you know, you're getting a little weight. Listen, there's not even really anything wrong with you, but if you truly think of yourself as a skinny person,
yeah,
then do things to change it. Don't get fat. Be complacent with it and then push it on people like you're all of a sudden you're like one of those. Like, you're pushing Christianity on people, and you're trying to change churches or something. It doesn't work that way.
So, Dave, are you a pretty fit guy, Dave? You in the gym all the time?
I doubt it.
Right?
Who doubts it?
I'm just putting it
now up. Dave is going to get
it's right. Just a lucky guess.
Dave, are you... What, so
you couldn't be... Why would I be fat and then worried about dating another fat chick? That doesn't make any sense.
I'm clearly going off the sound of your voice. That's all.
Oh my God.
I feel a little exasperation in that voice.
I have a fat voice. Yes. All right. We have to stop this before everybody gets in trouble. All right. Listen, sorry.
Now that sounds like something a fat girl would say.
Well, I'm pretty fat, honey. P-H-A-T.
All right.
No, you're not pretty hot and tempting. I've seen your photos. Not there.
Oh, my God.
This guy's the worst.